Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Mario Coleman and I am the CEO of NCWCC. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to NCWCC Digital Online Radio Broadcast Network and NCWCC Chicago Talk Radio. We change lives.
We change lives.
Welcome to the NCWCC Digital Online Broadcast Network. Today is January 25th, and we are airing live at Artesian Restaurant, located here in Stone Mountain. I want you guys to stop on by. This is a great Greek restaurant. Today we are advertising here and promoting this restaurant. This is going to be the hub spot for our Mothers in Charge Stone Mountain chapter. I want everybody to tune in tonight at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for It Takes a Village. Well, I will be the host for the Mothers in Charge Blog Talk Radio. So I want you guys to tune in for that particular broadcast tonight. You can also, for those who are listening, just make sure that you look at the fact that Mothers in Charge is going to be celebrating 10 years, a decade of violence prevention, education, intervention, and community advocacy in Philadelphia. There are some things that have been very exciting with Mothers in Charge. Dorothy Spite last week was visited by Vice President Joe Biden. I was invited to the White House by Vice President Joe Biden to the White House to discuss issues on gun violence and the cost of violence in the community. As we know that there's going to be a monthly meeting for Mothers in Charge where they've been inviting family members, volunteer sessions on Thursdays. That was on January 24th there in Philadelphia. And I think the most outstanding thing is that I want everybody to go and visit mothersincharge.org and look at the Mothers in Charge and the Dorothy Spite, Dorothy Johnson Spite story, and what MIC really stands for, having the grief support program. NCWCC is standing firm behind Mothers in Charge because heal a woman, heal the world. It is so important that Mothers in Charge has a platform and partners as with the NCWCC. Mothers in Charge National Conference is coming up on this 10th anniversary. Is going to be a 10th anniversary commencement ceremony of Peace Gala on May 5th through May 9th, 2013. You can go to the website and get some more information about that as well. It is very important that also that you know that we've had such tragedies inside the metro Atlanta area in Georgia as well alone, and just horrendous acts of violence by young people and individuals as well. And this is an epidemic. This is a clinical situation that's taking place in all across the country. I mean, no area is exempt from this type of violence. And one of the things I want everybody to be very cognizant of this is that it could be you, it could be your mother, it could be your daughter. It is time to put away all of our biased, selfish ways and become a part of something bigger, something greater than ourselves. I also want to announce that as of today, on Friday, January 25th, I want folks who are in Philadelphia to go by for the Mothers in Charge Fish Fry fundraiser. Enjoy good food, friendly people, a nice atmosphere. So put on your dancing shoes, leave your worries at home. This will be a different fundraiser that you can do to help Mothers in Charge maintain their program. If you can't not attend but would like to make a donation, please go to mothersincharge.org and donate for peace. Donate today. There's so much that's taking place in our community. So homicide rates that have been taking place in the city of Philadelphia is at a number of 331 in 2012, and in Chicago, it was 511. Horrendous amount of numbers for some place that's supposed to be called America. I think that we are at the foothold of how do we make a change in the community. I think the visit with Vice President Joe Biden at the White House was a tremendous step. Mothers in Charge was the only organization that was a grief support program that attended. There was such a tremendous amount of opportunity across the nation that could have taken place some time ago, but now the overall presence of Mothers in Charge has really talked about the issues of gun violence and the cost of violence in the communities. There were some shared stories with Mothers in Charge members and the important partnerships that are made through with this organization, like Mothers in Charge, across the nation. The meeting at the White House was an important milestone for them, so it's very important that that you have larger alliances for lasting change. We are very excited about our partnership as a national community partner, being driven with the opportunity to build within the organization itself national coalitions like ourselves and discuss the violence and as a public health issue, which it really is. The conference, the upcoming conference, The Cost of Violence, Breaking the Silence, Breaking the Cycle, Bridging the Gap, it's going to be an important opportunity to bring together some key stakeholders, men, women, public safety, health providers, public officials. It's so important, you all, that community organizations weigh in on these type of conversations. This is something that is very moving because the women are not out here, Mothers in Charge, because they're out trying to make money. These women have lost their children to violence, and it is far time for women to take back its community. The strongest person on the planet is a mother. I don't care what you say. A mother will do anything to protect this child, its offspring, its seed. And when you go up against a mother, I don't care how big you are, how strong you are, God has given women dominion over this planet. And in every way, we are the first teachers of the women and the young men of this society. And the Mothers in Charge, the National Coalition of Women of Color Construction, and its NCWCC Build a Youth Program, and its partners across the country have taken a stance, and a complete stance, where other individuals would dare not come up with this foolishness that we've been having to deal with over some time. We have solutions. We have ways to make these young people, young men and women, feel that they are adequate. Through mentoring, through our training, through green technology programs, through national partnerships with working with various individuals. And as we continue to pray for peace in our hearts and prayers that go out to those mothers who have lost their sons and daughters, it is so important that you organize within your own community. You can heal a woman and heal a nation. Project Hope is something that is a part of the Mothers in Charge, where you're reaching out to save a life one at a time. Are you angry? Are you looking at a way to combat some of the things that are taking place? I want everybody to go in to the mothersincharge.org and register or call in to the MIC office at 215-228-1718 or contact them by email, where there's a series of different things that you can be involved in, and you can adapt in your community, right? Wherever you are, you can adapt this. You can make this your own. You don't have to worry about whether or not this is somebody else's. It is time for us to reach out as a community and provide an initial opportunities for other people to get involved. There are some things that I want to cover. The intimate partner violence education, which is for groups and individuals. There's anger management education, peer mentoring and coaching. These things are some of the life skills training. These skills and opportunities are part of Project Hope. We want you guys to tune in and understand that this is something that you can do right there in your church, right in your organization. And we're not asking you to give away your identity and what you're doing. We're asking you to adapt to what we're standing on, which are mothers taking charge to be able to protect our children. And I also want everybody to know that there's a wonderful book that's out as well, and that's something that will be very moving for you if you are a person that has suffered a loss in your family as a mother. It's just a complete opportunity for you all to listen to, read rather, this book that allows people to look at different stories. If you go to our ncwcc.org site, you can see that there's been the tremendous amount of volunteers, or the students at Villanova came in and did a very good trailer for No Greater Pain. And if you click in that, you can take a look at that as well. I want to thank everybody for constantly tuning in to what we're trying to accomplish as an organization, as people. It is so important that we become attentive to what's happening in our communities. It is so important that we make sure that organizations like this, movements like this, are brought to the forefront. It is time out to end all this internal jealousy, this internal fighting. We are losing our children. We are losing our next two generations to violence. It is an epidemic. More young people from the age of 14 years of age are losing their lives. And it is ridiculous that the sons of your parents and your loved ones and your uncles and nieces are dying, and no one is doing anything about it. We're not talking about gun violence. We're talking about making solutions in our community. I want folks to call in at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to 347-308-8368. It is so important that we look at opportunities like this to advance ourselves, to make the commitment to be the change the lives of individuals. I can go on and on about a lot of things, and I noticed that we're about to run out of time here. I just want to thank you all for tuning in, and I want you all to be very cognizant of the fact that NCWCC has opened up the offices in Chicago, and we have a new chapter partner in Chicago. We also have a new office in Chicago. We want folks that are in the Chicagoland area to contact NCWCC Chicago. Our executive vice president is Dr. Reverend Tasha Brown. We are looking at doing some revolutionized things in the city of Chicago to change the lives of the people that are there. It's a welcome back call for me personally, being a product of Chicago and being who I am and where I come from. It's all due to the fact that Chicago has been very good to me as a young person, and I was able to manifest all the skills that I've had over some time to brand out. So, I just want you all to know that. We'll take a moment and listen to Destiny.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome sound sculptress Destiny.
Thank you.
for Destiny Muhammad, Hope on the Horizon. As we close out the show, again, we are broadcasting live from the Artesian Restaurant at 941 Main Street in Stone Mountain. This is going to launch. We're going to be here launching our first prayer breakfast for Mothers in Charge. I want you guys to give us a call at 404-954-1534. It is very important that we support places like this. I want everybody to tune in to the It Takes a Village radio show this afternoon in about 30 minutes. But I want to thank the folks at Artesian. This is a wonderful place. We're going to have our first prayer breakfast in February, first week of February. We're going to be asking folks, as we go back into WYZE 1480 radio, I'm going to be your host then at that time as well. And we're asking folks to come by and let us start to pray for peace. I want everybody to tune in tonight to be able to tune in and talk with us on the Mothers in Charge, It Takes the Village radio show. And once we do that, we're going to be taking off a few things. So we really appreciate everybody tuning into this broadcast today. Just tune into It Takes a Village. Your call in number is 347-308-8369. I'm your host, Karima Ali. And again, please come by Artesian Restaurant at 941 Main Street in Stone Mountain, Georgia. We'll be attempting our first prayer breakfast at the first weekend in February 2013. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm your host, Karima Ali. God bless.